a tiny but growing number of professional sports teams are requiring fans to get vaccinated before they attend home games. They include hockey's Seattle Kraken, the NBA's Golden State Warriors, and the NFL's Las Vegas Raiders. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, diehard fans in Sin City are split on the mandate.
It's an autumn weekend in Las Vegas, which means lots of sun, lots of tourists, and on a recent Sunday, tens of thousands of football fans. The fans include Isabel Gonzalez from Long Beach, California. She's wearing a black and white Raiders jersey, and she's psyched about this afternoon's game against the Miami Dolphins.
I'm going to be able to scream and sweat and, you know, without having to have a mask over my face.
That's because she's fully vaccinated, and so is almost everyone else in the stadium. The Raiders are requiring all fans 12 years or older to show proof of vaccination at their home games.
To be frank, we did it because we thought it was the right thing to do.
That's team president Dan Ventrelli. The Raiders have taken one of the toughest stances on COVID-19 in the league. Unlike the Seattle Seahawks or the New Orleans Saints, fans can't just show a negative COVID test. They have to be at least partially vaccinated to get in. And fully vaccinated people don't need to wear a mask. Ventrelli says the goal was to keep the stadium at full capacity and to keep fans safe.
To make sure that you didn't have to worry about your health or the person sitting next to you or have any concern about whether the building was a safe environment.
The move was a gamble, and Raiders gave season ticket holders a choice. You could get vaccinated or get a refund or roll your tickets over to next year. About 700 fans refused a vaccine, but since then, others have filled their place. The indoor stadium seats about 62,000 people, and it's sold out for the first game, and it's mostly full for the Dolphins game. One of the fans here is Julie Carr. She's fully vaccinated and loves the mandate.
I think it's just a smart thing to do.
Carr is a nurse in nearby Pahrump, Nevada, and takes COVID-19 seriously. She thinks the mandate might even convince some unvaccinated people to get their first shot.
Raider fans are diehard fans, just like any other sports thing, and they're going to do what they have to do in order to come.
That's a gamble the Raiders are betting on, too. If unvaccinated fans show up today and want in, they have to get a shot first. Outside the stadium, there's a big white tent where medical workers offer the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Some aren't too happy about it.
I am against it. I think it's wrong.
Tia Fackrell just got her first jab, and she's watching a long line of other unvaccinated fans filtering in.
I think we all look like a bunch of cattle being herded in here to be branded.
But she didn't want to give up her season tickets, and that seems to be the prevailing mood here. Unvaccinated fans begrudgingly getting their first shot. People like Danielle Hall.
If it wasn't for this game and to watch it with my husband, I probably would never have got it. I'm not gonna lie.
Hall doesn't believe the vaccine is very effective, but she also didn't want to lose the money she paid for her ticket. They can cost hundreds of dollars, and the team isn't issuing refunds anymore for unvaccinated folks. Hall tells me she doesn't like the mandate.
It should be up to people whether they want to do it or not. It shouldn't be like pushed to just so you can watch their game. I don't think it's right.
Do you think you'll get your second shot?
No, I know I'm not.
Just the first one to get into the game.
That's it. That's all he's going to get from me.
And this shows one of the holes in the Raiders' mandate. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines require a second shot, and there's no follow-up if a fan like Hall doesn't attend another game. The team is allowing partially vaccinated fans inside the stadium so long as they wear a mask as well as a yellow bracelet, like the one on the wrist of James Hansen.
I think this is called the band of shame because you haven't got them all yet, so you got to walk around to this.
This is actually Hansen's second dose of the vaccine. He got his first dose back in March, but broke out in a rash afterwards. It scared him. But then this summer, he saw that younger unvaccinated people were getting sick and even dying from the Delta variant. And that scared him even more. The Raiders' requirement was the push he needed.
My buddy gave me a ticket to the Raiders game, and I thought to myself, you know, I can just get this shot and get it over with. I did it, even though I still didn't realize it's not good for another 10 days. I still have to wear the band, but it's done, so...
About 600 people have received a shot here since this season started 3 weeks ago. Despite some grumbling, vaccinated fans are filling the stadium, and their sound is deafening. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Las Vegas.